to this hour's guest interview segment of the monthly report from Kemmer and Southern Leakey County. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the weekday wake up this morning. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Duke. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Appreciate your time as always. And the report from Southern Leakey County, what's happening within the city of Kemmer recently? What are some of the discussions and focus has been on for you?
Well, a lot of the focus has been on, even though normally you would think that things would slow down this time of the year, because of our getting ready to have housing developments come next year, our zoning board and staff has been very, very busy. And in fact, today, tonight, is our zoning board at 6 o'clock at City Hall in the conference room, where we're going to be reviewing a subdivision that's already been submitted and approved as conditionally approved as a preliminary plat for the gate. We call it the Gateway PUD for up to 78 homes. And it's going to be tonight on the docket for final plat approval recommendation by the zoning board. They've worked on a few things. They've tweaked a few things to their plat map. And so the zoning board will be reviewing that tonight, as well as it's been in motion for quite some time, but trying to figure out the wastewater capacity issues, which are still being worked on. But there's also another tract called Tract 1 that is a preliminary plat submitted for a truck stop and a hotel and other types of business-type convenience store, those kinds of things. And that's on the docket as well tonight for the preliminary plat approval. And so we're very, very busy. You'd think this is the time of the year to slow down, but we're going gangbusters. So that, you know, the objective is to try to do everything we can on our end so that they can, the developers can start doing some infrastructure work in the spring on these. And two big things happening right today. So
yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about Gateway in the past. Remind our listeners, where is that going to be located?
So that's actually on Canyon Road on the north part of Kemmer, right next to the cemetery. So just to the south of the cemetery on the same side of the street there.
Yeah,
the Kemmer Cemetery.
And single family homes, correct? I mean, this is
Single family homes. They're going to, you know, be anywhere from what I understand from anywhere from 1,100 square feet to 1,600 square feet, single family homes. Some of them may be twin homes where, you know, they have their own lots, but they share a wall, that kind of thing. So there'll be a potential mixture of that, depending on demand, is what the developers are telling me. Just kind of seeing what the demand is. And their goal is to try to, you know, have about 25 of them built next year is what they would like to see. So
okay. Now, Plat 1, that's something we've talked about as well. Sounds like that's still moving forward. Then the truck stop idea. It's not just a truck stop. It sounds like it's kind of a little mini complex, right?
Yeah, it's a variety of areas for for businesses. It's more commercial highway type of businesses, you know, that will serve. We're hoping to get people off of the highway and staying, including the truckers, of course, but also tourists who come through to stay here. Maybe it's a more affordable way to prepare before they go to, you know, to Yellowstone. They can stop and stay at a hotel here and see it off the highway there. And then obviously convenience stores are nice, and having, maybe even some more storage units over there is potential as well. So trying to give everything that's the demand seems to be driving right now. So,
and where would that plot one, where would that be located?
That is actually on, if you know where the Best Western is over there, it's just right kind of across and kitty corner from that on the very south side of Canyon, of the city, on Canyon Road, where it intersects there with the highways. So,
all right.
So that's north and south. It's the same owners in the two different companies that are doing it. This the wastewater capacity
has Lincoln County has done a good job of getting a Wyoming Business Council grant and doing some matching to try to help to help get the infrastructure for the wastewater capacity, which we didn't currently have. So that's going to be a good opportunity, I think, for business development over there.
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the weekday wake up. So, yeah, a lot of development happening in Kemmer. Anything else that's been discussed in recent weeks that you'd like to mention?
Well, I think we just had a really good presentation from Jessica Lozier of our Chamber of Commerce in our last council meeting, and we had just some of the things that they've achieved, and together with us as well, we're just trying to find ways to work together to continue to improve our downtown, and which is looking really good. And we've got a new swag going on, or a new, what do you call the word, a new groove in the downtown. The Emperor's New Groove, whatever you want to call in the downtown. It's just a fun place to visit now. There's lots more to do and more choices to eat, and so we're all excited about that. And of course the weather's really helping, so it's been amazing that you can go down and enjoy the downtown more as well because of the in the shopping and everything, because it's warmer.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Brian, as always, we appreciate your time and the updates this morning, and we look forward to talking again next month.
All right. Thanks, Duke.
That's Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir this morning with his monthly report on the weekday wake-up as part of the SVI Radio Network.